It's Jamie, Laura, and Adam. You're waking up with MyFM in the morning, and we've been talking this week, first week of fall, heading into first weekend of fall, and looking to the positives. Yeah, we'll miss summer, of course. We do every year, but there's a lot to look forward to with fall. And joining me on the line now, we have Candace Plotz from Candace Plotz Designs. We're talking a bit of interior decorating, and of course, fall, such a beautiful time of year, Candace.
Oh, fall is my absolute favorite season personally, and I'm really looking forward to this year just infusing those warm colors into our homes.
So, Candace, when folks are thinking, I know I'm thinking ahead to Thanksgiving dinner, setting that beautiful table, what can we be thinking of to kind of use that we already have in the house, maybe?
Exactly. So you can dress up your existing white dishes with accents and fall colors. So for example, if you have white dinner size plates, you can inject color by adding an orange side plate or a bowl that has a fun pattern. And this will instantly add personality and visual interest to your table. Another inexpensive update is to add stemware. So for example, shop for colored glass, which can instantly update the look and warm your tablescape as well.
And can we think about, you know, centerpiece wise, what should we be looking at? Are there certain trends we need to be following this season?
There's trends. I don't necessarily feel that people have to follow the trends. I think look around into nature and use what's readily available. So for example, you can purchase multiple size pumpkins and just add some fall inspired ribbon, like the plaid, for example, around the stem. Or you can pick up gourds or pears or apples from your local farmer's market or the local grocery store. All of those items are like full of those warm colors and extremely effective and accessible.
All right, Candace, I think you got us all a little bit more excited for fall now, talking about all this
stuff.
I know.
I'm excited for my table. Yay!
And Candace, one last plug, a website anybody can find out some more information about you.
It's CandacePlotsDesign.com.
All right, great chatting with you, Candace. Again, CandacePlotsDesign.com. Coming up, we have your weekend weather. We'll get to local news at 8. Comic book day today. Laura's grandmother threw out a comic book years ago that ended up being worth about $3.2 million today. She doesn't like talking about it, though, so we'll talk about that after 8.
Looking for stuff to do with your